Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Strict Joy is the new album from the Swell Season, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova. A lot has transpired since the duo recorded their first album. The songs were used in the soundtrack for the film Once, where Glenn and Marketa essentially played themselves. Then life imitated art and the two fell in love. And they broke up before recording the new disc. They have some interesting perspective on all this, and we'll hear that today. But let us begin with this performance of the song Low Rising from the new Swell Season album.
I want to sit you down and talk. I want to pull back the veils and find out what it is I've done wrong. I want to tear these curtains down. I want you to meet me somewhere tonight in this old tourist town. And we'll go low rising. Because we've got to come up, we've got to come up low. Rising, yeah, cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, till I feel we've had enough and we're low rising. Oh, for the love of you. For the love of you. I want to take you to the rock. I want to jump right in and see what that big ocean's got. I want to turn this thing around. I want to drink with you all night until we both fall down. Until we go low rising. Cause we've got to come up. We've got to come up low rising, yeah. Cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, till I feel we've had enough. Low rising, oh, for the love of you. For the love. Go low rising, cause we've gotta come up, we've gotta come up low rising, yeah. Cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, till I feel we've had enough. Low rising, oh, oh.
Trying to get ourselves out of a hole here.
I want to sit you down and talk. I want to sit you down and talk about it all now.
Howard.
That is Low Risin', coming to an appropriate end. The tune from Strict Joy, the new album from The Swell Season, and Glenn Hansard, Marquette Glover are our guests today live at World Cafe Live. So this new album, this Strict Joy, was it always a given that there would be a second Swell Season disc, or how did it come about?
It felt like a natural progression. It was never a given for sure. When we made the first one, it was a collection of songs. We made a record just before the one soundtrack, and it was just called The Swell Season, and it was basically myself and Mar with a couple of friends in a studio in Prague with songs from Once on it, because right. We never thought that Once would have a soundtrack. We never really thought that Once would get, you know, out there into the world. So we put the songs on a record and called it a name, and little did we know that we were acting too soon, because, you know, it would be repackaged and recalled something else and then go out into the world as the Once soundtrack, which then led, you know, wonderfully to everything that's happened since. And we found ourselves last year sort of asking the question, so what do we do now? Do we, you know, after we won the award, you're like, do we just kind of salute it, say thank you and leave it, or do we continue with this? Because, you know, and it feels really good. It feels really natural. And so we decided to continue with the band for a while. And then that naturally progressed into recording and documenting some songs that we had been writing. And before you knew it, we had two gigs. We had a gig opening for Bob Dylan in Saratoga Springs, New York. And of course, when you get offered a Bob Dylan gig, you just do it. You don't even ask questions. And we had this gig, and then we had a week off between that gig, and we were playing at Levon Helm's house. So like two amazing things that had come in on the phone to which we couldn't refuse. And we had 5 days in between, and we didn't really know what to do in that 5 days, maybe go to New York and hang out. And then a friend of ours, Thomas Bartlett, who plays with Doveman and The National and a few other bands, he recommended Peter Cadis up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And we went up to Peter's place, and we start recording some songs, and we didn't really realize we were in the middle of making another record until the end of that week. We were like, oh, okay, so this is the start of what will be another Swell Season record. Hmm.
Marquette, what was the writing like on this compared to what it was for the first time when you two first started working together? Was this a different feeling? Or?
Yeah, I guess. I think on the first album and on the soundtrack, a lot of the songs we actually like co-wrote, you know, in that I would bring an idea to Glenn or he would bring an idea to me, and we'd both work on it together from there on and finish it together. Whereas on this album, we pretty much wrote the songs separately, pretty much.
Now, each of you were in different places in your careers when this arc, this Once arc began. And Marquette, it must have seemed to you like, hey, you make a record, great things happen. And Glenn had a little different perspective, I would think, because you the frames have been at it for a while at that point.
Yeah, we're 20 next summer. There was 17 years of struggling, not struggling is probably the wrong word, but playing, you know, working, doing, you know, schlepping around with your band and hopping into the van, and then for this to come out of the blue was just so unexpected and so absolutely embraced. It was kind of difficult, you know, and Mark brought the perspective to the whole situation that she, after 17 years of coming against maybe some obstacles and getting a bit, you know, not cynical, because that's not the right word. I always promised I'd give up before I ever got cynical, and I stick to that. But Mar, I think, came along without any real expectation of failure or of obstacles, and of course there were none, and everything went so swimmingly well with that, that I just felt kind of blessed to be kind of in on that slipstream, if you like. So for me, it's just been incredible, and I feel just incredibly grateful.
The Swell Season are with us today, Glenn Hansard, Marquette Glover, and they do have a new album called Strict Joy, and hear another new one?
Yeah, now I have a bit of an issue in that I've forgotten an essential part of my equipment, but if anyone is up for trying an experiment, would you help me out? Would you physically stand in for me? Yeah. Great. I'll show you what to do. It'll be very simple.
Liz, I think this is going to be a human harmonica holder.
We'll see how it works. I've never done it. Yeah, if you could sort of stand, if you could hold the harmonica here, and then you're going to have to take it away when I start singing, and then I'll give you a nod to bring it back in. But give this a shot, yeah? Yeah? And I'll be pushing into you, just hold it there, yeah? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Back to head out on the road to take away what I know is mine. And I'm running down and past the yellow house with Joe into the breeze where no one seems to care. And I'm feeling the pull dragging me off again. And I'm feeling so small against that big sky tonight. Well, stories of an open line, and every time we work ourselves up into a rage. We smash and grab, we pull the handle, no one says, but everybody wants to be the one just climbing out. And I'm feeling the pull dragging me off again. And I'm feeling so small against that big sky tonight, tonight. That big sky tonight, and I'm feeling the pull dragging me on again, and I'm feeling so small against that big moon sky tonight, tonight.
Expectation, waiting for your hands to find, 'cause only you could reach inside me and figure out the worth of a life I live, providing what it was you needed most. Just leave it. the timing wasn't right, and the force that swept us both away was too strong for us to fight. Fantasy man, you are always one step ahead of me. Well, I never heard the warning. Well, I haven't got things right. Yet the sun came out this morning and filled my room with light. So go on now, you are forgiven. Let's put it down to life. The story of two lovers who danced both edges of the night. In the station, you're standing, not knowing what you own. And the secrets that we're defending have become our only bond. Just be patient while I wait here. Our journey's out of sync. While you're out there running in the chaos, I need some time to think. Oh, la da da dum, da da dum, da dum. Oh, fantasy man, you are always one step ahead of me. Well, I
one of a couple of songs that Marketa Arglova has contributed to Strict Joy, the new Swell Season album. When you think of the arc of your relationship versus the arc of the movie and all that, I was wondering if the movie is a movie, it's fiction, it's a story. Did you find yourselves at any time getting lost in the fiction of that in your relationship? I'm wondering, because that seems like a very true song about a breakup. I'm not going to assume it's yours or not, but
I guess it is true in that I don't think I could ever write songs about things that haven't been true. When it comes to emotions, I wouldn't be able to put myself in that place unless I knew what it felt like. So yes, there's a lot of truth in the songs, and it comes from a place that's very personal. Although there's a big amount of poetry and metaphors and stuff like that involved in lyrics overall. But no, I don't think we got lost in. I think it was more confusing for people on the outside to know where the lines are, because a lot of the lines were blurred blurred in that a lot of the film was true. You know, Glenn is a musician. I am a musician. I am from Czech Republic. You know, we did meet and strike a friendship and a musical connection immediately. So in that way, it's there's a lot of parallels between the movie and I realized, which is kind of funny because John wrote the film before he even knew that I existed, before he knew that our collaboration existed, and so it kind of worked nicely together in that way. But I think the true friendship that was between me and Glenn, and that is like that was when we were filming the film. That's kind of what comes across, and that's I think what you're watching in the film, and that's why it feels real because it was real. So for me, it's nice in that way, as opposed to being confusing or in any way. I haven't been getting lost in it, I don't think.
This new album, Strict Joy, gets its title from James Stephens' poem. Tell us a little bit about James Stephens.
James Stephens is one of the great Irish writers who kind of got lost. James was one of those guys who became more interested in the idea of magic and the idea of the underworld in Ireland. When the typical Lucky Charms image of Ireland is the little leprechauns hopping around, and whereas actually James Stephens was really interested in that whole area because it's a huge part of Irish culture and it's a part that's kind of mocked. But actually, there's a whole part of our history, if you read Irish history, where when we were attacked originally, the original people of Ireland were the Tuatha De Danann. They were magical people, druids. And when they were attacked, they decided, rather than go into battle, they would take the underworld and they would leave the victor with the overworld. And so the victor moved in. And so the fairies that we now speak about in Ireland are actually the original being, the original inhabitants, the indigenous people of Ireland, actually. And so they live underground and control nature and control the elements, and they're known as the elementals. And so James Stephens became really quite scientifically fascinated with this area, and in history has been kind of written off as a bit of a spacer. But actually, he was an incredible writer. And Joyce said, if I never finish Finnegan's Wake, I want James Stephens to finish it. Mm. And so Strict Joy is a book of poetry he released in 1931. And when I read the poem, the reoccurring line in the poem is, because the poet makes grief beautiful. And the idea is that, you know, by singing your sorrow, you sing your sorrow into gold. And this was his whole idea, that when we dig into ourselves and we speak about the sadness and we speak about the stuff that's actually kind of, we consider kind of ugly and dark in ourselves, and we speak about the shadow places, that there's an alchemy in the expression, there's an alchemy, and it turns into good stuff. So, you know, the idea that you're in a bar and you're listening to the guy sitting in the corner saying, I've lost my girl, you know, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight, you know, my job is ending in a week. We're sitting there drinking beer, cheering him on, because somehow we're connecting with it on a very, very fundamental level, the blues. For some reason, when people express the blues, we enjoy it. And it's about honesty, because when you're honest, that's when the transformation can happen. If you're lying and if you're just putting pretty words together, generally speaking, no magic is allowed true.
Amen to that. Well, I guess we can put Strict Joy in there as a very useful piece of work, and that whole idea.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Definitely works. Swell Season are our guests. What's next?
We'll play When Your Mind's Made Up. One, two, three. Something and you call, then I'll come running to fight, and I'll be at your door when there's no one worth running for. When your mind's made up, when your mind made up, there's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point even talking. You see, you're just like anyone
when the chips fall, all you wanna do is run away and hide all by yourself. Well, there's no one who's gonna run to help when your mind's made up. When your mind's made up, there's no point even talking. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to fight it. When your mind, your mind.
Choice.
I paid the cost too late. Now you're gone.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Falling Slowly from Strict Joy, The Swell Season, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova, our guests today. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. Our website at worldcafe.npr.org is where you can sign up for our other podcast, our World Cafe Next podcast, as well as our daily newsletter. That's all at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks a lot for spending your time with us, the World Cafe.